Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Gotta love these blue skies. It is Thursday night, Lansing. Actually, more like an evening now that it's lighter later. Thanks for sticking around with us. Well, the Michigan Association of Home Builders coming out with its first quarter results of the Michigan Housing Index today. So what is the outlook? Are things getting better, especially when so many existing homes are now on the market? To talk about that, I'm joined by the association CEO, Bob Filka. Bob, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Good to be with you.
So tell me, how's it looking out there? New home construction, is it really on the rise right now?
Well, it is, but I'm certainly not doing cartwheels. I mean, I think, you know, what we're starting to see is a slow and gradual improvement in the market. And it's really kind of analogous to what we've seen, what the auto sector has seen, and a bunch of pent-up demand that's finally starting to show itself. In fact, new home permits are up 27% this year over last year, but everything's relative. That only means maybe 300 or 400 more new homes than last year have been built so far this year. But still, it's moving in the right direction.
Tepid growth. You know, we're seeing several apartment building projects pending construction here in Lansing. Is that type of construction something we're seeing more of across the state?
Well, that is and has been, actually, but the permit numbers I just gave you were for single-family homes, and we are seeing multifamily construction activity, you know, as well to meet some of the rental demand. But, you know, again, I go back to one of the things we, you know, Michigan and your listeners need to recognize is that, you know, Michigan has been ahead of the national economy and actually the national housing bubble that burst a few years back. We actually started to burst long before that, and we're recovering before the national housing market is recovering. And so some of the national media that has put a lot of negative attention, continued negative attention on the housing sector is actually not so in Michigan. We've actually bottomed out, and over the last 12 months or so, the numbers show that it's a very slow and gradual improvement, nothing like what we've seen in prior recoveries, but it is a very positive trend that has continued.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, how many homes are built in Michigan right now annually?
Well, last year we built about 8,000 homes, but most economists would tell you that Michigan, on average, just to keep up with the normal aging of the existing housing stock, what has been normal in Michigan is about 25,000 to 30,000 homes per year. We've only built in the single digits, you know, 8,000, 6,000, 7,000 homes each year over the last 6 years. So we are well below what most economists would say is normal, just to keep up with a static population.
Although, yeah, our population's actually been dropping, obviously, over the last 10 years or so.
We were the only state to lose population, but if you look at the total number, it's with like 50, 60,000 in the last decade that were lost. And right now we're kind of staying flat. And so even in a flat population environment, you would have a normal demand for new housing that is probably three times what we built last year. And so that pent-up demand, again, if you go around the state and talk to people, there are actually many markets where existing home sales are actually getting bids on their homes above the asking price because there is a shortage of quality housing that's starting to emerge in many markets across the state.
Are home builders now more cautious? I mean, are they going about construction, especially when you look at a subdivision, let's say, in a different way, in the sense that they want to confirm buyers before they jump in and start buying a bunch of, or start building a bunch of homes?
Yes, that is the case. I mean, there are very few builders. There are a handful. Certainly Mayberry Homes in the Lansing market and Allen Edwin Homes have built some what I would call inventory homes. But most custom home builders around the state are not building unless they have a contract with the customer to build that home. Whereas in more normal times, most builders would have at least one or two model homes that they would have constructed without a buyer. And that right now, the tax policy in the state also discourages that type of investment. So we're not seeing many inventory homes being built across the state right now.
I know that, in fact, that there is a bill in the state Senate to eliminate this tax on builders' inventory homes. But you're saying, really, at this point, very few of them are sitting out there or are even being constructed. I mean, is this really a major issue for home builders financially?
Well, it is, and there are a number, you know, builders who have survived this downturn, and believe me, we've lost a huge number of those in the building sector. But those that have survived and that did not get extended and over-leveraged do have dollars to invest. And, you know, many of them, several of them have testified before the legislature that they would increase building activity by about 15 to 20% if this law or if this bill were to be enacted, because instead of keeping their money in very low-interest money market accounts and so forth, they would actually take that risk and invest and build in that new home with the prospect of finding a customer to buy that, because the returns on that would be much higher.
So right now,
it would be an infusion for our economy. It would be a net positive gain for our economy if this bill were to be signed into law.
Right now, then, is it basically just a small number of big-time builders that are left here in Michigan?
No, I mean, our average member, and we still have about 5,000 members, and about 2,000 of those members are actual licensed builders. Michigan is actually, unlike many other states, our average builder member has about 3 employees. So, you know, I would say that's not the case in Michigan, and that's actually one of our strengths in Michigan, is we are not subject to only having a handful of publicly held building companies in this state.
I see. So about 30 seconds left, but the prospects are that we're going to see a slow but steady growth in the building of new homes here in the state, probably over the next several years.
Yes, and slow but gradual appreciation. People can, I believe, rest assured based on the numbers we're looking at that home values are not going to continue to decline. In fact, to the contrary, we've got over 20 markets across the state that have seen net positive increase in home values over the last year.
Well, that is important. People certainly have learned that it's one thing to get into a house, a totally different thing to try to get out. Bob Filka, the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, we're going to talk, once again, about the elimination of the personal property tax. It is still slowly but surely being discussed in committee. The Snyder administration wants this done this year, and it's looking like it likely will. But now the Senate Fiscal Agency coming out with its analysis of what that's actually going to mean to the municipalities that are going to be affected. I'll be joined by their chief economist next to break it all down. It's probably not a pretty picture, but we will find out what that will be. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.